And it's time to talk sport now. ABC Sports presenter Catherine Murphy is with us again this week. Hello, Catherine.
Hello, Fran. Good morning.
In the AFL, the Giants' Toby Green has impressed on his return from injury.
He has indeed. So three goals from Toby Green, and in particular his third goal was pivotal in his return from injury as GWS. Got that win over North Melbourne by 23 points, and that was in Hobart, Fran. It was a really tight contest, actually, because North Melbourne have been so much improved with their new interim coach, Rhys Shaw. So right up until midway through that third quarter, you just couldn't tell who was going to win this one, but the Giants kicked seven goals in a row to absolutely close out that match. And it was Rhys Shaw's first loss as an interim coach. As I said, he's been really impressive. So sad for him to lose that first one. And in further bad news, Ben Brown was reported for striking. So he could end up at the tribunal. Could be a busy night this Tuesday because obviously as well, Ben Stratton, the Hawthorn player, will be there for that infamous pinching incident where he left 10 bruises. So Ben Brown could be joining, but certainly all the focus will be on Ben Stratton.
Yeah, that's a strange thing, isn't it? Pinching in the AFL. In tennis, Australia's Jordan Thompson lost out in his first ATP final.
He did lose out, Fran, but Jordan Thompson is having a fantastic year and he is doing this all very quietly. He is such a hard worker. So his season has been fantastic. So he got to the second round of the Australian Open, the third round of the French Open. He's now ranked number 62, made it to his first ATP final. Now, he did lose in straight sets overnight in the Netherlands to Adrian Mannarino, who was actually playing an ATP final for the seventh time, and it was his first title in seven attempts at winning his first. So disappointment for Jordan Thompson, but he is another great tennis story in Australia right now. We have, of course, the reigning champion Ash Barty, who is still, she said she celebrated with some golf. She's had a bit of time off and now she's preparing to start her grass court season. But Jordan Thompson, another great story.
Fantastic. Catherine, thanks very much. More sports news from you at 7:30. Thank you.
Thank you.
Catherine Murphy. And ABC Sports presenter Catherine Murphy joins us with some more sports news. Hi, Catherine.
Good morning, Fran.
Let's start with netball. The Swifts emerging victorious in a thrilling derby against the Giants.
Exactly, Fran. It seriously was a thriller. So they've beaten the Giants 59-55 in front of a capacity crowd in Sydney. And incredibly, the Swifts came from four goals down to beat the Giants. So they took the lead with just 3 minutes to go. An amazing win for them. And it comes at a very important time of the year and specifically for them as well, as the Swifts were recovering from that injury blow, losing their captain, Maddie Proud, to an ACL. There's been quite a few ACL injuries this year, Fran, and it's such a long season. And as I said, this win comes at a really important time. So next week, the Giants take on the Vixens, the Swifts travel to Adelaide, and that is the last round before that World Cup break. So a really great win and a great boost for the Swifts at a very important time of the year.
Okay, talking about important times of the year, State of Origin news yesterday, Brad Fittler has made 7 changes to his side as he tries to beat the Maroons. Most notable inclusion, James Maloney and Mitchell Pearce ruled out.
Exactly. So, Fran, it feels like a very New South Wales chat in this particular part of the bulletin, but please forgive me, we've got to go with these 7 changes. So, as you say, Brad Fittler has brought in James Maloney. There was speculation that Mitchell Pearce would come in, but he was actually ruled out yesterday morning with a hip injury. The other big headline, he's dropped star centre Latrell Mitchell. So 7 changes in all. Winger Nick Cotric was also ruled out with an ankle injury. So frustrating at this time of year. It always happens, those big injuries coming close to Origin, and it's such a pivotal weekend coming up. Tom Trbojevic also among the players recalled. So lots of changes. I don't know, Fran. We'll have to wait and see, but it would be great for them to make it 1-1.
Okay, just briefly, in tennis, Andy Murray set to make a return to tennis in doubles action at Queen's following some hip surgery.
Yes, he is indeed. So we all remember that very emotional press conference in Melbourne when Andy Murray admitted that he may have to end his tennis career. He's since had hip surgery, Fran, that he calls life-changing. He is back on the court playing doubles with Feliciano Lopez. Just so good to see Andy Murray back on the court. He says he's enjoying his tennis. He's not setting any big targets or goals yet, but singles could be a possibility in the future. We'll have to see how he goes in doubles first.
Okay, that is good news. Catherine, thanks very much.
Thank you, Fran.
Catherine Murphy.